Pride Month every month, Mariah Carey vows to always be there for LGBTQ+ community. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 5, 2025. Mariah Carey was seen wearing a pro-trans Protect the Dolls jacket and a glittery dress featuring the colors of the transgender pride flag at a pride event in England, where she vowed to always be there for the LGBTQ community. "Thank you so much at Pride Brighton for having me tonight. A special heartfelt thank you to the LGBTQ+ community for your ongoing support. I will always be there for you," Carey said in a Saturday X post, sharing photos from her performance at Brighton Pride's Pride on the Park event over the weekend. "They've been here for me for so long, supported me through good times and bad. And I just wanted you to know I'll always be there for you. That we belong together," singer reiterated to the crowd while on stage, according to a report by Pink News. The word "dolls" in the statement "Protect the Dolls" refers to men pretending to be women. The phrase was reportedly coined by fashion designer Connor Ives, who sells merchandise adorned with the proclamation and puts the money toward transgender initiatives. "So you're happy to enable the sickest and worst men to access spaces where little girls are naked? That makes you an enabler of child abuse. You stupid, filthy woman," an ex-user wrote in the comment section of Carey's post. "You need to read a few books. I have two suggestions for you," another said, sharing an image of the books The Women Who Wouldn't Wish by Susan Dalgetty and Lucy Hunter Blackburn, and Turf Island, How the UK Resisted Trans Ideology by Fiona McCannina. Mariah will keep saying whatever she needs to so long as the money keeps coming in from these festivals that are supposedly to do with LGB rights, a third declared. "You must be getting desperate," another told Carey, adding, "Didn't know you was a sissy trans-identifying man lover. If you want to support perverts and nonces though, that's up to you." Brighton? Where a rape survivor had to go to court to get women-only counseling. "That Brighton?" another ex-user inquired. Another simply stated, "Males will never be women." While another ex-user commented, "You pathetic dick bandaring trans maid. Always the alphabet soup BS, can you people never stop talking about your sexuality?" another lamented. Young women having their breasts removed because they have been influenced to identify as trans when in all likelihood they are lesbians, another said. Men in women's prisons, girls losing trophies and scholarships to trans-identifying men. Men in dresses, women trying to make a living being sued, harassed and bullied of their jobs because they happen to believe that sex is binary. "What a disappointment you are to women and a terrible example to girls," another ex-user proclaimed. "We should be advocating for one another. Not men wearing woman face due to their sexual fetish. If you support trans, you support castrating gay boys and sterilizing lesbians for being homosexual. You're no friend to GNL, you're a homophobic, lesbophobic bigot," another remarked. Mariah, delete the picture of you wearing that Protect the Dolls slogan. It's a Nazi slogan and I'd stay far away from it, another advised. Another ex-user wrote, "You know your career is over when you have to play a small English town. It used to be stadiums and now it's Brighton. Quit while you're ahead, Mariah." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.